Weber, 9 o'clock sharp on a Tuesday morning. Okay. Sefer Mitzvot, Kiddush Levana.
So I'm cheating. It's not really, the core of it is in the Sefer Mitzvot, but it's not really. But basically,
I mean, it's not a mitzvah number.
I'm allowed to do what I want.
I think today's okay. The first.
Kiddush Levana.
Kiddush Levana.
We'll get to that.
Meaning it's not in the Sefer Mitzvot per se.
So again, Kiddush HaChodesh is this week's parasha, is the Sefer HaMitzvot, as we did. Let's be clear what we're going to talk about, what we're not going to talk about. Kiddush HaChodesh is the thing that Beis Din, as our representatives, do to establish the new month. Okay? Without Kiddush HaChodesh, at least in theory, you know, there wouldn't be a month. There wouldn't be a calendar. Okay? That is the mitzvah saseh min haTorah from this pasuk that we're going to start with the pasuk in this week's parsha of HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishonu Lachem Lechadshei Hashana. God appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim. This is, of course, the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael qua Bnei Yisrael. Okay? Meaning, you know, we talked about a little bit what happened in Sefer Bereishis, what's the status of those. But here, even though it's before Har Sinai, it's clear that God appears to Moshe Rabbeinu as the representative of all of Bnei Yisrael.
I couldn't forget that this is Chodesh Nisan, because it's settled in my arm.
Oh, that's the day you got your...
8-6-7-7, that's 28. I was liberated in Buchenwald, the 28th of...
Wow. Okay, so then this is for you.
We can't be the historians.
Rashi said that the Torah should begin with that.
So the first Rashi says, why does the Torah start with Bereishis Bara Elokim? Why doesn't it start with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? Because this is, you know, sort of the beginning of the mitzvah portion. So on that pasuk in this week's parsha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in source number 2, Membeis Amun Aleph, says as follows: Va'amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMevarech al HaChodesh Bizmano, anybody who blesses the month in its proper time, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's as if he welcomed the Shechina, as if he welcomed God. How do you know this? Ksiv hacha hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim uksiv hasam zeh keliva anveu. The word zeh appears in both places. So, generally speaking, the word zeh is an important word in the Torah. For example, we normally exclude blind people from mitzvos where it says zeh. Like, you know, for Ben Soromor, it says they come to court and they say, Bineinu zeh soeru mares. So we say, if one of them is blind, they can't point to the sun. Okay? So the Pasuk says, where does it say Zeh Keli Vanveyu?
In
Yam Suf, in Az Yashir. So the meaning is, what we understand is, that Zeh Keli Vanveyu, God's presence was so palpable at the splitting of the Red Sea that any Jew could point to God and say, this is my God and I will beautify him. So Zeh Keli Vanveyu, and it says here, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. So the Zeh in both places tells us that with respect to Kiddush Levana, it's as if you're pointing at God, it's as if you're welcoming God. Now,
isn't that Avodah Zarah?
It could be.
Moon worship?
Moon worship is generally frowned upon in our religion. It's true.
I agree.
So we'll have to explain what's going on. And it is a very interesting thing.
Isn't that why we avoid looking directly at the moon?
So we'll get there. I think you're right, but we'll get there. So first things first, let's just be clear. There are three things that could be confused. What's the first thing we do in advance of Rosh Chodesh? No. In advance of it, on the Shabbos before, we do, you know, we're Mevarech L'Chodesh, we bless the month. Bruce, I give you sheets for a reason. Snap out of it. Now, that's the first thing we do. We announce that the month is coming. That's not what we're talking about. The next thing is Kiddush HaChodesh, which is done by Beis Din, and maybe even and us in some way on Rosh Chodesh itself. We accept that Rosh Chodesh, that's also not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is the bizarre thing of blessing the moon, which again is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but is sourced in the Torah. It's sourced in the same pasuk of Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem that the Gemara says that a person who blesses the new month is as if he welcomed God. So we have to figure out what it is that we're doing when we go outside. Let's put it this way. In the list, the short list of the least favorite mitzvos, I think Kiddush Levana is up there, right? You're about to go home, and some guy in shul goes, Kiddush Levana. You're like, oh, fine. Okay? Nobody's like going, hey, when's Kiddush Levana?
Only on Shabbat and Yom Kippur.
What?
Only on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur.
That's when you love Kiddush Levana?
That's when I especially love it.
That's when you never say it. We'll come back to that in a second. But, you know, so the question is, what are we doing? Can we give some meaning to this, you know, bizarre custom / mitzvah, which, to be honest with you, at some level looks like paganism, or right? But it's not. So, first things first, let's just start with an insight. An insight of the Torah Tumima on this mitzvah. The Torah Tumima says as follows, like, what's going on? So he says, Yesh Lomar. One could explain as follows. The inyan chidush halevana more al hanhagat hakadosh baruch hu ata olam v'chidushav chadashim labikarim. He says the chidush of the moon. How would you translate chidush?
Now renewal.
No, the renewal of the moon. Okay, testifies to the fact that God controls nature, and that God creates or recreates new things in the world. We'll come back to that in a second. V'hamivarech al hachodesh, and a person who makes a bracha over the new moon, have kemo shemeid begalui, it's like he's testifying openly al hanhagat hakadosh baruch hu ata olam v'roe bichvodo. He's acknowledging that God plays an active role in the world, and here the world means in nature. V'ala pasuk ze keli v'anveyu, on that pasuk in Shir HaSayam, where Jews saw God at Kriyas Yamsuf, Darshu Gamkein, Shera'u Kvodo al Hayam Bigalui, Kfi Sheyit Ba'er Lefaneinu Sham, that they saw God's presence. So, we live in a world where we don't see God's active presence. Right? The Ramban will say, that's true. God, there was a period of time in history where God made himself known to people. He knocked on your shoulder and said, hello, I'm God. He did open, you know, we're reading those parashios now, right? If you were part of the door in Mitzrayim, you saw open miracles of God. And you went to Kriyas Yamsuf and you saw open miracles of God. And you said, that's God. And you went to Har Sinai and there was a Gilui Shechina. The Ramban says, that proves that God could do it, and then God made a decision not to do it anymore. But that doesn't mean that God is not active in the world. And it seems to me that Chazal picked something. I'll explain why that's something in a second, but Chazal picked something in nature for us to celebrate or for us to bless to make the point that God is active in the world and that God is active in nature. In theory, I say this, in theory, you know, maybe we could have blessed the tides. You know, maybe we could have blessed the sun. Okay, we do that once every 27 years. You know, whatever that comes up next, I'll give a shiur. We'll talk about that.
I did that
okay. Last time I did it, by the way, I did it in Times Square. I thought it was kind of meaningful. But anyway, it's
we acknowledge God and nature all the time in our tefillah.
It's true. But now you have like a special ceremony and a bracha on the moon. So there's something about the moon, which we'll come back to later, but the moon is particularly Jewish. I don't mean to say that the moon wears a yarmulke or a tzitzis, but what I mean is we see the moon certainly before us. Well, that's not fair. We see the moon as representative of the Jewish people, mostly in the fact that it waxes and wanes, like we do, right? Sometimes we're dominant in history, sometimes we're the victims of history, but always we come back. And when you think that we're disappearing, you know, we come back. There's no question that that's why HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is the first mitzvah in the Torah, and that Kiddush HaChodesh, again, which we're not talking about, that Kiddush HaChodesh is so important because the moon represents us. And so on some level, I think we picked an element of nature and said, we're going to make a bracha over this element of nature, because by doing so, we're acknowledging God's active role in the world. And the easiest way to see God's active role in the world is to pick something that changes. I certainly can't see a difference in the sun from one day to the next. But I can see a difference in the moon, even if it's not from one day to the next. I certainly see the moon getting bigger and getting smaller. And if you see that and you say to yourself, God is doing that. Now, is God doing that, or God set up a world in which that happens? Doesn't matter. That's what, at the simplest level, that's what Kiddush Levana is. Kiddush Levana is picking out something in nature as being representative of God's role in the world. I think we picked the moon, A, because it's uniquely Jewish, and B, because it's uniquely Jewish, because it's so obvious. And therefore, it's easier for us to see somebody's role in nature in something that changes all the time. Something that stays the same, you know, it's hard to see God's role in the sun, because the sun is always there. It's hard to see God's role in the things that are constant in nature. But the things that change in nature, we picked it, despite the risk involved, we'll come back in a second, that it looks like Avodah Zarah, because God picked the moon to be uniquely ours. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim was uniquely ours. We have a role in it, and therefore that's the thing that we choose to bless every month. Not in terms of the calendar, that's Kiddush HaChodesh, that's Rosh Chodesh, but just in terms of saying, this is something in nature that I choose to see God's role in.
I mean, the moon doesn't really change, it's our perception. So I'm wondering if that's some kind of a metaphor for us. You know,
again, I don't want to give a drasha, but I think for sure you could say a lot of things, a lot of fascinating things about the moon.
We do actually bless the sun every day, in a way.
Yotzer Amorot, it's true, but
so
we...
I mean, surely, like, you know, we do that every day because it happens every day, and we do the moon once a month because it happens once a month. So it's sort of
Yotzer Amorot includes the moon also. The Amorot plural. It's true, but it's done. You know, it's
Yotzer Borei Choshech. That's all.
Agreed.
So what does that have to do with the moon?
Yotzer Hameorot. Meorot is plural.
Oh, you're saying
it's the sun and the moon.
That's a different book.
No, it's the same brach. Huh? Right. I agree. There's a lot of places in davening, but here you have what that is. And we can talk about it in a different context. What that is the Birchos Kriya Shema. So you ask yourself, you know, what it's doing there, what it has to do with Kriya Shema. But Chazal made that up as a blessing around Shema. Here, Chazal made a bracha unrelated to Shema, unrelated to davening, completely, you know, you don't have to go. It would be a stronger question if every day you had to go outside to daven and you had to look for the sun or look for the moon. Right there, it's just a praise of God that's unrelated to reality. Here, as we'll see, you have to go outside. You can only do it at certain times in the month. There's something unique about this. It's true, it's not the only time that we reflect on God's role in nature, but this is unique.
But since the light of the moon is a reflection of the sun,
right,
there's a connection there, an indirect connection to the sun also.
For sure, and it ties into those famous Midrashim we learned that God made them both the same and then they had a fight. It's true.
So the sun isn't out of the picture.
I suppose
without
not.
The sun, there's no moon to look at.
Right. Look, I'm not against the sun, and I don't think. No, I'm saying we are lunar people. Except it's true, we fix the lunar calendar,
the Father, the Holy Ghost,
so that it works with the sun. Muslims only copied part of what we do, not the whole thing, which is why their calendar doesn't get reset and Ramadan moves. My wife will say, who knows stuff about this, that originally Ramadan was in August. So they had an interest in having him move out of August when the days are really, really long and it's hot and you have to fast forever. So they let their calendar not get reset so that Ramadan could move around the year. And sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. So it's clear that I think if you described our calendar, you would say it's primarily a lunar calendar, but it has elements of the solar calendar in it because we're not disregarding the role of the sun. Now, let's just do one Rashi on this pasuk. Again, it's this week's parsha, so it's interesting to do. Rashi number 4 says, "Achodesh is alachem, her'ehu levana bechidusha." God showed Moshe the moon, I suppose, as it was reappearing. Okay, as it was being renewed. Va'amarlo, and he said to him, "Kishehayareach mitchadesh, Yihyeh lecha Rosh Chodesh. This, how do you know when Rosh Chodesh is? When the moon reappears, that's when it's Rosh Chodesh. He said, and the Rashi says, Ve'ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto. But you could read this pasuk 1,000 times and not see that. The pasuk says, HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So Rashi says, forget the drasha. The pasuk has to be understood in its simplest way. And what does that mean? Al Chodesh Nisan Omar lo. He was telling him that Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year. Zeh yihyeh Rosh L'seder Minyan HaChadashim Shiyehei Inyan Iyar Karu Sheni Sivan Shlishi, etc., etc. Okay, what month are we in now? Shvat is number 11. Why is Shvat number 11? Because Nisan is number 1. Simple as that. Now, what do we do with this? So look at the Ramban. The Ramban in number 5 is a fascinating Ramban, and it's something that we should give some thought to. Says the Ramban, V'tam hachodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The reason why we say that this month is the first of all the months means sheyimnu oto Yisrael chodesh harishon. The Ramban says the mitzvah of hachodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim is that we count Nisan as the first month. Umimenu yimnu kol hachodeshim. And from Nisan we count all other months. Sheni Ushlishi Ad Tashlum Hashana Bishnei Masar Chodesh. Until you get to Adar, which is the 12th month of the year. Now, why is Nisan the first month of the year? So the answer says the Ramban, and we all know this. End of the second line. Kideisha Yihyeh Zeh Zikaron Bineis Hagadol. The reason why Nisan is the first month of the year is to remember the Exodus. The great miracle. Ki b'chol eid shenazkir hachadoshim yihyeh hanes nizkar. Anytime you say this today is the fourth day of the 11th month, what you're saying is it's the fourth day of the 11th month. The 11th month is 11th to the first month. Why is it the first month? Because God took us out of Egypt in the first month. Va'al kein ein lachadoshim shem batorah. No place in Chamisha Chumshei Torah did the words Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz ever appear. Rather, Ela Yomar Bachodesh Hashlishi. In fact, it says Bachodesh Hashlishi Letzeit Bnei Yisrael Me'aretz Yisrael. So the first thing the Ramban says is the simple meaning of the pasuk is a commandment that we always count our months starting from Nisan. Now, we don't really hold that Nisan is the creation of the world. It's arbitrary, except it's not arbitrary. It's not arbitrary. What are we counting to? We're counting to the creation of the nation of Israel. And if you assume that the nation of Israel became the nation of Israel upon its exodus from Egypt, then it makes complete sense that we would keep our personal calendar from that date. Right? Again, the first mitzvah in the Torah. In medieval times, or in ancient times, they kept dates. It was, you know, the third year in the reign of.
Okay.
Right? Because that's what mattered to you. You were celebrating the king, and it was easiest to keep, you know, to keep dates from that time. Lahavdil, you know, when they started the secular calendar, or the Christian calendar, so they kept it, you know, from the date in theory of Jesus' birth. Because, you know, that was a significant event, and they counted from it. I'll say this.
Why is January the beginning of our year?
Huh?
Why is January first beginning of the new year?
It's the circumcision.
The circumcision.
Yeah,
the eighth day. Okay, we not discuss it. But the eighth day from the 25th of December, according to that Pesach,
have a shear on this.
We cannot have a shear on that. Now, the Ramban says you should notice something very interesting because it's not just true about the months. You have to realize we're so far away from this. That's why I want to spend a few minutes on this. That we've lost track of it. The Ramban says it's not just true that there's a mitzvah to count months by their numbers because it reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's true for the days of the week. Look at number 4, the fourth line after the dots. Ukimo shetihyeh hazkira biyom hashabbat b'minoteinu mimenu achat b'shabbat v'sheni b'shabbat kasher afaresh. It's the same thing with days. The Ramban thinks, it's a very unique sheet of the Ramban, but it's fascinating. The Ramban thinks that the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho doesn't only apply on Shabbos. Every day you're supposed to remember Shabbos. So the Ramban thinks, when you say, again, we've lost it because we say today is Tuesday. But if you said Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos, then the Ramban says, you know, the Ramban thinks you have Sheish Zechirot every day that you're supposed to do. One of them is Zachos Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. What does that mean? He thinks the easiest way to do that is to say, today is the third day counting towards seven, seven being Shabbos. And just as an aside, but I'm not telling you to do this lahalacha, but you might consider it. Even let's say there's somebody here who doesn't say the Shir Shel Yom every day. Okay? Shame on you. Not really. There are people who don't say the Shir Shel Yom every day.
Really?
Let's say Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday? No, but you have a train to catch. Wednesday is very long. You're supposed to say Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, even if you don't say the paragraph afterwards. Because the Ramban will say that's a kim of Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. By saying not that today is Tuesday, but by saying today is the third day of the week, we are implicitly saying that we're counting towards Shabbos. So he says same thing. Kachaz chira b'yitziat Mitzrayim. Same thing with remembering the Exodus. B'menoteinu hachodesh harishon v'hachodesh hasheni v'hashlishi legulateinu. By counting the months from the Exodus, she'ein haminyan hazeh l'shana. We acknowledge, the Ramban says, we paskin that Rosh Hashanah was the creation of the world. That God created the man on the first day of Tishrei. So what's Nisan? Nisan is the month when God took us out of Egypt. So in a way, you know, the secular calendar, the secular solar calendar should count from Tishrei. That's when the world was created. But the Jewish calendar should count from Nisan. And now he finishes, fourth line from the end. Ukvar hizkiu rabotenu ze'ab. Well, we'll stop here for a second. So now, it really is the case, and I try to do this, ever since I learned this Ramban, we don't obviously count first, second, third. But I try not to write, you know, like today's date would be what? Today's secular date.
31st.
Huh?
31st.
So in America, you write, or here you write 31, 1, 16.
17.
Okay. That's a real problem for the Ramban. So I try to write January 31st, but it doesn't do anything to it. Rav Meidan, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Gush, who's cool for a lot of reasons, he says it's a mitzvah to do it this way. And if he wrote a check, he says he writes on the check 3, because today is 11, because we're in Shvat. 3, that's the third day. 3,000, I think it's now 3,226, I forget, I used to know this. To Yitzias Mitzrayim.
So what does the
he
bank
says,
say?
One second. He said the bank never cares. He said the bank never cares. He says, can you imagine if just in the state of Israel, people started writing dates that way? Like, you would know how many years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. You would do a mitzvah saseh of recounting the Exodus every time you wrote a check. It's really a lovely thing. We may never get there, but at least the Ramban, what we would all know the date if we it wouldn't be like you'd have to reach for it. It'd be just like you knew the secular date. Shame on you. You would know when you write a check. You go, okay, it's Shvat. That's the 11th month to Nisan. You know, it would be part of us. He does this. Makor Rishon used to have on the cover the date to Yitzias Mitzrayim under the old ownership. It's a cool thing to know that this is how long we've been the people of Israel.
I think right, the Hebrew date, it works in Israel. You're allowed to do that.
Okay, so he says he does it all the time. Every shir he gives in yeshiva, the date is listed in the right corner that way. In fact, maybe you want to look up right now how many years to Yitzias Mitzrayim, just so we can all know.
It was from... 1312. I wrote it on the Torah Guide exam.
It's like 3,000.
They took 4 points off. This is a government ministry license exam because I put down the Jewish date. I lost 4 points.
Okay.
It goes to show you the state.
Now, the question is, now the Ramani says one thing, which is we think it's from to say that today is the third day or the fourth day of Shvat. What's Shvat? Where did that come from? I thought it's supposed to be month number 11. So the Ramban says here at the end, fourth line from the end, Ukvar his kiu rabotenu zeha inyan. Chazal already mentioned this. Va'amru shemot chadashim alu imanu mi bavel. The names of the months as we have them, we got from the first redemption from Bavel. Ki mitchila lo hayu lahem shemot etzleinu. Right? Nobody had a name of a month. V'hasiva b'zot. The reason is ki mitchila hayam minyanam zecher litziat mitzrayim kasher aval kasher alinu. Says until that time, you counted months by the numbers. But when we came back from Bavel after the first exile, they wanted to remind themselves that God had redeemed us from the first exile, so they brought the Persian names with them. Chazarnu likra chadashim b'shem shekarim be'eretz Bavel, lazkir kisham amadnu umisham ha'aleinu Hashem yitbarach. So, for example, you would go, okay, today is the 11th month, which we call Shvat. 11 reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The name Shvat reminds us that we came back from Bavel to the land of Israel. Anybody find the year?
3328.
3328.
Until
okay.
Pesach.
Huh?
Until Pesach. Until next Pesach.
Right. It changed every Nisan. Okay. 3328. Okay. It's good to know. Now, let's ask the next question. What type of bracha is Birchas HaChodesh? What kind of bracha is Kiddush Levana? I'll give you two possibilities. Wait. I'll give you two possibilities. There are brachos that you make when you encounter a phenomenon. So let's say, you know, if you hear thunder today or you see lightning, so you say Shekochot Rotom Alei Olam Osem Maaseh Breishit. Now, if I told you, you know, it might rain today, so basically stay at the window all day, don't be distracted because you're going to miss. Say, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is if it happens to be that I hear thunder, then I make a bracha on that phenomenon of thunder, of lightning. If I happen to go to the Yam HaGadol, if I happen to go to where a miracle, there are all these brachos that are a response to a phenomenon. So one possibility is that Kiddush Levana is a bracha like that. If I happen to see the moon b'chidusha, we'll explain in a few minutes what that means, if I happen to see the moon being renewed at a certain time of the month, I should make a bracha. But I don't have to go out of my way, just like I don't go out of my way to experience all these other natural phenomena that generate brachos, I don't have to go out of my way. The other is no, it's an obligation. It's a rabbinic obligation, not biblical, but it's a rabbinic obligation like anything else, that every month I have to try to see the moon so that I can be yotzei this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. What do we think? Okay, so,
I like it because...
you like what?
No, I like the idea that it's an obligation every month because every day we recognize the daily routine of the celestial bodies. Mm-hmm. Every year we recognize the yearly routine. Mm-hmm. And this is the only time we recognize the monthly routine. And those are the three times that we need to recognize.
Okay, good. So now, it should play out halachically in some way. So I wonder, there's a great... Some cases are famous and they're bizarre and they're worth recounting. So we'll get to this in a minute, but the time frame for Kiddush Levana is basically while the moon is getting bigger, till the 15th of the month. But what we really hold la halacha is you have 15, 24-hour periods from the molad. What's the molad? Nobody really knows. You know, in shul, they announce that the molad is, you know, 8 hours, 32 minutes, and 468 halakim. After this time, you know, Jerusalem solar time, nobody knows what it means. Well, right?
Is that when the witness actually saw it?
It's some kind of, it's a scientific phenomenon that's not observable, I think, by the human eye. For example, sometimes the molad is before Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's on Rosh Chodesh. It depends. So, the bottom line is, there's no halacha as if you could say Kiddush Levana until the 15th of every month, because it depends on the molad, right? If the molad was on Rosh Chodesh, then you could do it. You could do it again, 15, 24-hour cycles from the second of the molad. So if the molad's in the afternoon, you have till then. If the molad's at night, that's why you always have these discussions. Can I still say Kiddush Levana? Because it's not a calendar date. But obviously it comes out usually on the 14th. So listen to this amazing case. The No de Yehuda. It happened to him, or the question was asked to him. Look at number 6.
Worked that way in Prague.
Huh?
It worked that way in Prague.
It works that way all over.
No, No de Yehuda was in Prague.
I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Zemun, I understand you think the moon only appears in Prague. Look at number 6. Sheila. Im hamolad shel Rosh Chodesh Adar. Haya be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So this coming month, let's say the molad is, the next month will be Adar, the molad is not on Rosh Chodesh, but erev Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Va'az ki lazman kiddush lefana. Then when's the last day you could say kiddush levana then? What day of the month? No, the 14th, because it was the day before. What's the 14th of Purim? I gave it away. The 14th of Adar is Purim. Okay? Yeah. Tazas is the 13th of Purim. The 13th of Adar, the 14th. Look at this amazing case.
Except Yerushalayim.
Okay. But in Prague, which people think of as being the Jerusalem of Europe, but it's not, okay? This is what happened. So, Kiddush, the last night to say Kiddush Levana was the 14th at night, Purim. Ba'ofen shelel yudalet shehi leil kriyat ha-megillah, hi laila acharon sheicholim lekadesh ha-levana. Okay, the last night you could do it was the night of laining the Megillah. Ve'im lo kitshuhu bo ba'laila avar hazman. And if you weren't going to do it that night, then you would have missed Kiddush Levana for that month. V'lo nireit ha-levana kol otan hayamim. In Prague that year, it was cloudy for, I don't know, 2 consecutive weeks. You'll see, it'll be less than that. But the entire period that you could say Kiddush Levana for, they couldn't see the moon. Okay? U'b'leil yudale be'emtza kriyat ha-megillah, in the middle of laning. Right there going, you know, Balaila Ahu na didashna samelech, and some guy runs in and he says, Nit Pazru Ha'avim Vizarcha Halivana. You know, we can see, you know, Ashaina Levuna is due, or whatever you say, Mr. Wise, that's how we say it? Okay. Okay, the guy runs in. The guy runs in, obviously like a dopey guy, because it's the middle of reading Megillah, and he announces.
What's he doing outside?
He announces, we can see the Levuna. This guy, that's all this guy cares about. So the question is, what do you do?
The moon.
Asks, Im yesh lahafsik be'emtza kriyat ha-megillah lekadesh ha-levana, should you stop Megillah to do Kiddush Levana? Why? Ki ulai im yamtinu ad sof hakriya titkase ba'avim. Because the Megillah is not going anyplace. Right? You could go outside and be Mekadosh Levana and come back and finish reading the Megillah. But if you don't stop now, the clouds might come again, and then you'll have missed out on Kiddush Levana completely. Okay? So it's a long tshuva, it's cool, but just the very end of the tshuva says as follows. V'nashuv lidvareinu. Lahaktim Kiddush Halavana. Says the Node of Yehuda, Kiddush Levana comes first. Something I think all of us would have been shocked by. I would have assumed that Megillah comes first. He gives his reason. Mishum Tadir. The first thing is we have a rule. Tadir Visheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Right? Something which happens regularly versus something that happens. The regular thing comes first. Now, it's not the greatest answer because you're in the middle of the other thing. It's true. If you told me, I have a choice now, Kiddush Levana or Kriyas HaMegillah, I haven't started either yet. They say, fine, Kiddush Levana would come first because Kiddush Levana is a monthly thing. But here, I'm in the middle of laning the Megillah. But he says the main point, Va'od, HaMegillah Vadai Lo Ya'avor Hazman. Right? You know with certainty you could read the Megillah later on. V'halvana Al Kalpanim Yesh safek shema titkase ba'avim, but the levuna might go away. So, aside from how fascinating the tshuva is and how great it must have been, like to be in shul where some guy runs in and announces the moon and the know the Yehuda is there, it's really cool. But what does the know the Yehuda understand in terms of the mitzvah? We ask the question: what type of bracha is Kiddush Levana? Is it just a response to a natural phenomenon, or is it kind of a chiyuv that you're supposed to search out that natural phenomenon? What's the answer? It's a chiyuv, right? Otherwise, the question doesn't make any sense, right? He took it as a chiyuv. I find that fascinating, and I think that that's how we accept it. Meaning, we're supposed to affirmatively try to say Kiddush Levana every month. Again, you know, how far that chiyuv goes, and I don't know. But it's not like Osamasa Bracious, it's not like Shekachogru Osam Wale Olam. It's clearly some kind of rabbinic requirement that we should do our best to fulfill.
If people in shul run outside, they've seen it, they've started saying Kiddush Levana, and you get out there, and a cloud then comes, so you don't actually see it.
We're getting there. We didn't do
somehow
any,
you came to participate.
We didn't do any halachos yet. We're going to get there in a second. Okay? But it's clear that it's in response. You know, you're supposed to have an experience of seeing the moon, and then you bless the moon, whatever that means. Now, let's try to do some halachos. I brought some of them. There's tons of them. They're interesting. You could see the intersection of minhagim and halacha. And you know, again, because this whole thing is rabbinic in nature, and it takes on a life of its own. So first, look at number 7. There's the Shulchan Aruch. In theory, this is how we paskin. Where do we get this idea? You ask anybody, when do you say Kiddush Levana? What's the answer? The first thing is Motzei Shabbos. Why Motzei Shabbos? It turns out,
not for any good reason.
Well, for a reason, but not a critical reason. Motzei Shabbos is not critical to Kiddush Levana. The halach is as follows. Look at number 7. Siman Tov Chav Vav. Part of the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Ein mevarchim al hayareach ela b'motzei Shabbat kishehu mevusam ubigadav na'im.
Does that mean you're drunk?
Motzei Shabbos is when? No. It means you're perfumed.
Mm-hmm. You're dressed
okay,
nice.
You're perfumed and you're wearing nice clothing. Means they took something that didn't have anything to do with Motzei Shabbos and attached it to Shabbos. You know, that's a completely legitimate use of halacha. The answer is, what does Kiddush Levana have to do with Motzei Shabbos? The answer is nothing. Why did they do it that way? Because they wanted Kiddush Levana to be joyous.
And that was the weekly shower also in those days. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's probably true.
You could put a negative spin.
That was probably the only time.
I agree.
What's Mipul Sam?
I agree. Okay. I agree.
They didn't stink.
I agree.
Sorry.
So they were dressed up nicely. They were dressed up nicely, and they did it on Motzei Shabbos.
And there was some moonshine.
Now, 1 second, but it's not. Here's exactly where you see how the halacha develops. All things being equal, we would like to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, but not all things are always equal. So the Rama says in the second line, "Vidavka im leil Motzei Shabbat hu kodem yud b'chodesh." That's only if the next Motzei Shabbos that's coming up will be before the 10th of the month. Why? Oz mamtinin ad Motzei Shabbat. Then you wait for Motzei Shabbos. Aval imhu achar kach. But if it's going to be afterwards, then ein mamtinin ad Motzei Shabbat. Then you don't wait for Motzei Shabbos. Why? Shema yihiyu bet leilot o gimel o dalet ananim. Because then you could run the risk of 2 or 3 straight nights. If you wait until the 10th, the rest of the nights could be cloudy. V'lo yireh halevana v'yavor azman. And then you won't see the levuna, and you'll miss out. So, for example, this month, okay, Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos. So it means, let's say, nobody's saying Kiddush Levana this week. Right? If you got up in shul and said, we should say Kiddush Levana, say, no, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos will be the 8th. Okay? Let's say it's the winter. You come out of shul Motzei Shabbos and it's cloudy. Then you got to try Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. There is no next Motzei Shabbos this month to wait, because the next Motzei Shabbos will be, I don't even know if you could do it then. It'll be right on the line. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or do a better example. Do a better example where, let's say this Motzei Shabbos was the 5th. Okay? And let's say this Motzei Shabbos is cloudy. So what the Rama is saying, if this Motzei Shabbos is cloudy, do it during the week. Because it's true, you could wait till next Motzei Shabbos, but next Motzei Shabbos will be the 11th. And now if you can't do it on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, you know, they knew what winters were. You know, in Krakow, they knew what winters were. They knew what winters were. They knew you could go a week without seeing the moon. So the answer is, again, lechatchila, all things being equal, we'd like to do it on Motzei Shabbos. But you got to be aware of the calendar. I would say, for example, we'll come to this in a minute, but I'd say, for example, in Israel, let's say you missed Kiddush Levana on the first Motzei Shabbos because you were sick. Whatever, right? In the summer, I don't think it's a risk to wait for the 11th for the next Motzei Shabbos. Because, you know, Lemaisa, you know that it's not going to be cloudy two nights in a row. It's never cloudy in the summer. You're going to see the moon. If you can't see it for 10 minutes now, it'll come out later. But in the winter, it's a real issue. So the answer is, we'd like to do it Motzei Shabbos. I think, again, part of the idea is not just the showering and the dress, but I think probably the biggest minyan on a weekday night, you can't do it on Shabbos because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Okay? But the biggest minyan on a weekday night probably was Motzei Shabbos.
And why is that important?
Huh?
Why is that an important factor?
Because generally speaking, that's always a thing we want in halacha.
I mean, we want more people together.
More people. Barov am hadras melech. It's more joyous. Also, I think that this is, if not halachically, philosophically, it's a communal mitzvah. You know, we're celebrating the Jewish people. Mr. Weiser, yes.
Yeah, if I remember well, the Yecheva, learned this halacha, in Mavusham, they said it's a print, so the second print. Habuchar Zetzer. Anybody Yiddish? What's Habuchar Zetzer? Nobody. Habuchar Zetzer. I mean, they said the print, the Habuchar Zetzer.
Okay.
They made of it. It's,
no,
it's supposed to be something, the Malbish, something. At that time,
okay.
I remember well something like that.
Okay, fine.
Well, it was 80 years ago or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
How did we get this related to Simcha? Did I miss something?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
We haven't got there yet. I read ahead.
Moonshine.
Now, fourth line. Here's the interesting thing. Fourth line after the dots. Vitole Einav. You look up at the moon, umiyasher raglav. You put your feet straight, and you look up at the moon, umivarech muumad, and you make the bracha while standing. Now, this is a little creepy.
We keep looking at the moon. Yeah, supposed to.
One second. We have to learn what we have to learn. Even Mr. Weiser, who changes the text from time to time, it says you look. So what happens? So look in number 8 in the Mishnah Berurah. Look in number 8 in the Mishnah Berurah. V'tole einav v'omer. So he says, Kasu b'shir k'nes ha'gdola, d'mashma l'chorah, it sounds like, da'ad gmar kol ha'seder, tole einav ba. V'chei nahug alma. He quotes the Sefer who says, yeah, it sounds like you're supposed to look at the moon the whole time, and that was the minhag at his time. Aval shamami sham sefer charedim. He says, but listen to the sefer charedim. Shehichmir bezem ma'od min lehistakel bilvana. The sefer charedim said, God forbid, don't look at the moon. V'lo hitir lehistakel ba ela ad shesiyem habracha. He let you only look like take a glance at the end. V'hamogin avram b'shem shala hichmir od yoter. Even when you're making the bracha, you shouldn't even look at the moon. That, I think, is our minhag. Right? You come out of shul, you look once, you see it, you don't look again. You don't stand facing the moon, you stand facing Yerushalayim. That seems to be, it's just interesting that we moved from an original minhag, or at least some ancient minhag, of looking at the moon the whole time, to what we do. It's clear that the fear is avodah zarah, the fear is like the creepiness factor. It just, you know, it seems exceptionally weird. So I've never seen a place nowadays that does other than take a look and then turn and daven regularly.
Well, our ancestors were idolaters, so they're moon worshippers.
And now we.
Okay.
Now we moon the moon.
Okay. No one talk anymore. The level of comment is fast
declining.
Fast declining. Now, v'nohagim lomar. Here's an interesting thing. The minog is to say David Melch Yisrael Chai v'kayam. Why? Shemalchuto nimshal levana, because the reign of the kingship of David is compared to the moon. Va'atid li'itchadesh kimota, and it will be renewed at some point. And Ukneset Yisrael tachzor lihitabek bi'ba'alashir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will return to be close to God. Dugmat ha'levana ha'mitchadeshet im hachama. Again, as we mentioned already, we see the moon as being representative of the Jewish people in history, of the Davidic dynasty. And the reason why we're joyous, and if you looked at the end, v'lachein osim smachot v'rikudim b'kiddush ha'chodesh dugmat simchat nisuin. And therefore we dance and we're happy at Kiddush HaChodesh like a wedding, because we look at the moon and it represents God, and we realize that even if life's not great now, it gets better and it gets worse. And if you really, it's like a marriage. Not every day is your anniversary, but overall it's good and you're happy about it. And so we dance and we celebrate it because it represents, our role in history. And so here you see, interestingly, the minhag of dancing actually is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say you have to, but the minhag of the idea of Kiddush Levana is supposed to be joyous, which is almost certainly why it too is attached to Motzei Shabbos, because you're happier after Shabbos, which is also why we don't say Slichos, the first Motzei Shabbos, right after Shabbos. Because Slichos are not supposed to be joyous. You say Slichos after Chatzos, because the Medrash says it's a different mood, and the halacha takes seriously the moods. It's also why we don't say Kiddush HaChodesh. The 2 months, you mentioned this before, the 2 months that I think the fewest number of Jews say Kiddush Levana is Tishrei and Av. Why? Because you're not supposed to say Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, because you're not happy then. Okay? Tisha B'Av is usually the 9th, sometimes the 10th. But then you just fasted, so you're not saying Kiddush Levana right after the fast, because you don't want to say it while you're fasting.
We do the new
okay? Well, there's a big machlok, whether you should or you shouldn't. So anyway, so then you don't do the 10th. Now basically you got 4 days left usually in which you forget, and that's why people don't do it. Same thing.
We always do it after Tisha B'Av.
What?
We always do it straight after.
Okay, so in the halacha, you're not supposed to do it while you're fasting.
The Sfarim, I'm not sure. Oh, really? Have a little Kiddush.
Because
before
and then. Right. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Now, with respect to Tishrei, it's even worse. Because Yom Kippur finishes on the 11th. Okay, if you don't do it right after shul, let's go. You go home, you're tired. You have to start building your sukkah. Right? It's funny that those are the 2 months that have specific halachos about when you say it. And in my observation, those are the 2 months that the fewest number of Jews say it.
How can you say something like that?
How could you say something like that to me, smell? Okay?
Well,
now,
people may be doing it at home.
Look, you don't need a minion. It's clear that it's better to do it with a minion, and if you don't have a minion, it's better to do it with three. Not because Shalom Aleichem is ma'akev, and you have to find three people. By the way, I was going to bring that, but I didn't want to get sidetracked. Almost certainly the minhag was to say Shalom Aleichem three times to the same person. Almost certainly that was the original minhag. Huh?
Why at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll make another observation. Right. Listen,
Brotherhood.
Kiddush Levana isn't really as long as it is on those cards that they give you. Kiddush Levana is just a bracha. What? Right, it's a paragraph. It's a paragraph, and when people say to themselves, I can't say all of Kiddush Levana, so don't say all of Kiddush Levana. Just say the one paragraph. Even Dava Melech Yisrael is not ma'akev, and certainly the Gemara is not ma'akev, and the Shir HaMaalos isn't ma'akev. It's one paragraph. And if you're in a rush or you don't have patience, say the one paragraph. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. None of the other stuff matters. It's nice to say it.
I've heard it said the dancing is important.
Of course you heard it said, because you hang out with the wrong crowd. Look number 8. Look at number 8. When do you say Kiddush Levana? Look at Se'if Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Ad ei masai mevarchin aleha. Till when can you say Kiddush Levana? Ad yud vav miyom ha-molad. Until the 16th day from the molad. Velo yud vav bichlal. Okay, so as I said already, it's 15 24-hour cycles from the appearance of the molad, and if you look in the Mishnah Berurah right beneath it, Yudzayin miyom ha-molad, lav dafka miyom. He says it's not a day thing, right? Normally we think in halacha you operate in days, like God forbid if a person has to sit shiva, So if you start sitting at the end of the day, that counts as a day. You get up at the beginning of the next day, because mixes hayom kakulo. It doesn't work that way with respect to Kiddush Levana. Rather, lav dafka miyom, ela misha'at hamolad, from the moment of the molad, maninan, we start counting. D'mishah zom maninan tezvav yom me'es la'es. 15 days, es la'es means from second to second, means 24-hour cycles. V'im kein, kishayah hayah hamolad be'emtza yom harishon, if the molad was Sunday afternoon, mutar lekadesh b'leil yom sheni, da'adayin leka tezvav me'es la'es. You have until that moment, 15 days later. Okay? Now, when can, what's the earliest that you can say Kiddush Levana? Seif Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Ein Mevarchin Aleha Ad She'yavru Shivat Yamim Aleha. The Mechaber says, and Sfarim try to do this, you can't do Kiddush Levana till the seventh day of the month. Why? You're more than halfway.
Yeah,
meaning,
third day.
You need to have some amount of the moon. So he says, the moon really gets beautiful only when you get past halfway to full moon. That's what the seven is. Now, Haggah, the Ramah says, Ve'ein, then the Ramah seems to agree. The Ramah just says, Ve'ein mekachin halavana tachat hagag. You can't do indoor Kiddush Levana. Okay? Now, but none of us wait till the seventh to say Kiddush Levana. You really don't have that many days if you wait till the seventh.
What do you mean indoor Kiddush Levana? And you can't look out the window and say this.
Lechatchil, he says, you can't do it tachas hagag, underneath a roof. So that normally means indoors.
Meaning you can't look out your window. If
so
it's
the halacha, if you have no choice and you're sick, you know, we think there are ways to get around. But there's no question, lechatchil, you should be outside when you say Kiddush Levana.
Which is fine, so you can look out
the
window.
There's a story. Okay. Yeah. But both of them
yeah.
Levana.
Yeah, they rented a plane.
They put an airplane. So it was inside. They,
yes, it didn't work. So it didn't work. Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. Fine. Now, to go above the clouds to see the moon. Now, ad sheyavru zayin yamim. I'm reading the next Mishnah Berurah. Verova achron and pligi alze. Here's an interesting case where the Mechaber and the Ramah agree that you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana before the seventh, but everybody else disagrees. V'liditu al kol panim la'achar gimel yamim me'es la'es me'es hamolad. This is how we paskin. 72 hours from the molad, which is also why it's sometimes confusing when you go, it's the third day of the month, can I say Kiddush Levana or not? It's not depending on the date of the month, it depends on the molad. If the molad was...
Everyone remembers when the molad was, of course.
If the molad was before Rosh Chodesh, then you could do it on the third day. If the molad was on Rosh Chodesh, it depends when the molad was. Okay, shenen in kvar me'ora. Why? Because by then, you know, the first day, the moon is really just a sliver, right? But he says when you're 72 hours from the molad, the moon is substantial enough that you can make a bracha on it. It's funny. It's like, you know, you need a big enough, you need to drink enough water to make a bar nefashos. You need a big enough moon to make a mechadesh chadashim. Here it says, Ve'ein lehachmitz ha-mitzvah. We don't want people to miss out on this mitzvah. Achein im hagimol lachodesh hu be'achah mimei ha-shavua nachon lehamtin an motzei Shabbat haba'ah. That's how we got to our minhag, which is, if the third, as with this week, today is the third of the month, or the fourth. Shabbos was one, Sunday was two, Monday was three, today's the fourth of the month. Okay? So, b'lachol hadeos, we paskin that tonight at Maariv, you could do Kiddush Levana. But because of the sheet about the seventh day being, you know, the best time to do it, but more than that, because we want to do it on Motzei Shabbos, so nobody, if you bang tonight after Maariv and Shul and go Kiddush Levana, people should correctly say no. We don't say Kiddush Levana now, we should wait for Motzei Shabbos. Because Motzei Shabbos will be both past the seventh of the month, and we'll be mevusam, and we'll be happy, and we'll all be together. But if Motzei Shabbos is cloudy, then Sunday night, Monday, then you got to jump on it right away.
If we get the weather report, then we know it's going to be cloudy next week. And normally we have a rule that the first opportunity, you grab a mitzvah. So to
but
pass
here,
it up.
But here, it's not clear what the first opportunity is. Again, it's a balance of values. The Mechaber says, you know, wait till the 7th. The Ramah seems to agree. So that's a value. They think the moon simply isn't big enough. So we paskin against that. But when there's no reason, we can assume that between the 7th and the 14th, there'll be a moment where you could see the moon. I think that's a fair assumption. I followed the weather reports.
Yeah.
Only a moron, you know, would plan their life based on the weather. I just think, by the way, also as an aside, like
I said, I agree with that.
It's just harder.
Barry Lynn's going to hear about this.
I love Barry Lynn, but he's not God, you know. I tell you an amazing story, but it's not fair because I love Barry Lynn. But the last time it snowed. So I davened at Vatikin, or the little Sfardi shul around the corner from me, you know, Oel Shimon Vest, Valea Chaim, Sachar, whatever. It's like a long name.
Fine.
So I'm walking out of shul in the morning. It snowed overnight. And I'm walking, the guy says to me, are you fine with talking? He says, how much snow you think this is? I said, it looks like 6 inches to me. He's like, yeah, I think you're right. By the way, nice to meet you. My name is Barry Lynn. I'm like, that's how you do the weather? Yeah, jigs after shul? How much snow you think there is? That's how you do it? I was depressed. But anyway, now, let's do one last thing.
He's a runner.
Let's do one last thing. One last thing. Nobody here ever saw a woman do Kiddush Levana.
Well,
why not?
We don't look at women at all.
One second. Why not?
Women's mitzvah.
Why not?
They don't whip because they don't whip.
The Magen Avraham says in the last source, Nashim Peturos, from Kiddush Levana, the mitzvah saseh shazman gramahu. It's a classic time-bound positive obligation.
Because
so, one second. So the first thing is, it's a fascinating thing. It's a big discussion. I'll do this quickly. Some people say it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman gramahu. Why not? You can only do it in the first 14 days of the month. Isn't that a classic time-bound mitzvah? The answer is no, because it's not time-bound. It's moon-bound. Meaning, theoretically, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is to bless the moon. You can bless the moon any time, except the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is to bless the moon when it's in its renewal phase. But that's not it. It's a coincidence that the moon is only renewed for 14 days a month. That's not a mitzvah say shazman grama. Okay? You could argue it either way. If we had more time, it'd be fascinating discussion. But we don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. Now, but let's say fine. Let's say the Magen Avraham is right. That it is a mitzvah shazman. Big deal. My wife takes a lulav. Everybody's wife goes to hear shofar. They all sit in a sukkah. Women do, certainly Ashkenazi women, do mitzvah shazman gramas and they make brachos on them. But they don't do Kiddush Levana. Three answers. Three. You could talk, but then I'm going overtime. Your decision.
Your purports on tefillin.
We're going overtime. Fine, you owe me time. Now, three answers. One is fascinating, but we won't have time for it. One is fascinating. It's this. With respect to mitzvahs that are act-driven, taking a lulav, hearing a shofar, sitting in a sukkah, eating matzah, all these things, so then maybe we paskin, okay, women do the act, there's clearly a value to the act, and we let them make a bracha. But here, there's no act. The mitzvah is a bracha. And it could be that the rule is different. That when there's no Maisa HaMitzvah, the mitzvah is just the bracha, the minhag became that even Ashkenazi women don't do it. Because they're not making a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah, they're just making a bracha. And when they're just making a bracha, that doesn't overcome mitzvah seh zman grama. Second answer, women don't do it. The Magen Avraham here quotes it himself. Mikamako mitzvah zo, bottom line, ain mekaimin mipnei shehem gormu pigam halivana. The Shalosh says that Chava, in original sin, caused the moon to get smaller. And so the minhag became, the minhag became, women don't do Kiddush Levana because it's their fault. Okay, don't share this with anybody. And the last reason, which is the obvious reason, which is quoted in ancient sources, less so nowadays, is because women obviously don't do Kiddush Levana because you need to go outside to do Kiddush Levana. And women, kol kvud bas melech pnima, women are supposed to stay home. So we didn't give them the mitzvah. Okay, it's funnier than it is real, but the fact of the matter is that we don't, women, the minhag is, it's a weird thing, women don't do Kiddush Levana. So I assume after they win the battle at the Kotel, you know, there'll be women for the moon, and they'll start, you know, with their own ceremony. But till then,
I believe Rav Shach had a fairly recent answer, meaning maybe 20 years ago, that women are not allowed to do it because of the dancing at the end.
Like everything else, it could lead to mixed dancing.
It'll lead to them dancing. Even if they dance by themselves, people.
Our whole religion is based on a fear of mixed dancing.
Mixed, not mixed dancing.
Good, people thank you, Brother Weber. Because it's